Blog Talk Radio.
All right, what's happening, folks? Here we are. It's the Patriot Nation Radio Show. It's Monday, the 11th of June, I think is the date. Check it out real quick.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
Yes, indeed, folks. We've got a great show on tap for you tonight. Like I said, we'll have Christian Saucier, formerly imprisoned, pardoned now by President Donald J. Trump, will be joining us tonight along with his attorney, Ron Daigle Jr. I want to give a shout out to his lovely wife, Michelle, and to Christian's wife, Sadie, and their daughter. Hello. Welcome to the show. It's going to be amazing. Of course, as always, I got to play my top of the hour break, let everybody know about libertyrush.com. And of course, Dave Bray USA. So dig this for a second. Get on board, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives, big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com, the official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
I never knew about at a funeral or like the last day when an officer is passed, and they actually go and the dispatch will close basically down the radio air for emergency only. And then she will call the badge number, or he will call the badge number from dispatch, and obviously there's never an answer. Brave soul has passed away in the line of duty. Felt like something needed to be done or to recognize that. And that's what the song is about, basically. It's about an officer who's, you know, gone down in the line of duty, and, you know, he's given his all. And, you know, when they do reach out for the last call, he answers back, and these are his words. And one thing a lot of people don't know, I know a lot of cops, you know, in and out of uniform. They are very human, just like you and I. Pick and choose what laws they uphold, but they have to uphold the ones that are put in place by our representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office. And the same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. Here's the wake-up call, people. Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down on your representatives for passing these BS laws, and get involved in your political on a local level and fix what the problem is. Fix the problems in our laws today. Get involved in your local politics and get moving. Get moving in America. Become a citizen.
That's right. Become a citizen, folks, and vote. And please, I implore, do not, under any circumstances, vote for the yard sign. Do some research, man. You'll find that there are some very patriotic candidates out there. Like down here in the Sunshine State, I've been following this guy, Bruce Nathan. I kind of like him. Some folks don't like him because who knows? It's a political race. Over on the Adam Putnam bandwagon, and look, the crooked son of a gun screwed up. Patronage is alive and well in Florida politics as Adam Putnam gets his job because of his daddy. That's simple, but who knows? There are other candidates. Please research candidates and vote accordingly to your conscience and to your heart. Not to the ad, not to the smear campaign that takes place in every damn election. Go with your heart. Do some research. That's it. Simple. want to say hello to my one of our researchers at Patriot Nation Radio Network. Francis is out there with us in the live feed. Hello, Francis. And Ron Daigle Jr.'s wife, our attorney this evening, she's in the live feed. Hello, Michelle. I can't help it, you know. I want to thank it. There's Andy's in there, Tom's there, Paul's looking at a place here in the Sunshine State, looking forward to having him a lot closer than Nevada. Earl's in the live feed. Gail, everybody, propositionusa.com. Get out every day, 5 o'clock, wave a flag, man. God bless America. James is in the queue, and James is in the queue, and Billy's in the queue. Everybody's there in the live feed. Steve, hey, Steve. All right, Ray Cologne, my old friend from back in the day. Still hanging tough on the Facebook pages, and we're going to rock this show out. I've been informed. Hey, Mark Johnson's watching. Welcome to the show, Mark. I've been informed that Christian is still at work. Now, he was able to get a job now, in, I believe, in the field that he's trained in. Hallelujah. The waste management position, and landed himself in a position that he can take pride in himself, that he's trained for, that he knows. Hallelujah. And feed the family. Shit. You know? Isn't that all we all want to do, to feed the family? You know what I'm saying? Lord have mercy. If you were on earlier, as I was setting up the show, we had Freedom Rings, Dave Bray, Dave Bray USA. That song is great. We will be playing again his version of the Star Spangled Banner. It's now the official version of the Patriot Nation radio show. So be sure to head on over to DaveBrayUSA.com. And I want to tell everybody about real fast as I move along here real quick. My good friend, Pastor Sylvester Bland, www.theunitedsaintsofamerica.us, is having a prophecy conference in October. The 12th, 13th, and 14th, I believe, are the dates. But you can find out all the details at unitedsaintsofamerica.us. He has a great show Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. Again, www.theunitedsaintsofamerica.us. Check it out today, folks. Go there right now. If you don't like me, go head on over to Pastor Bland. He rocks. I love that man. We simulcast from time to time. Dennis is there. Billy Belo's there. What's happening, Billy Belo? Take a pause, ladies and gentlemen. Check him out on Facebook. Right now in the queue, we have our good friend. We had a chance to meet. I was so glad to meet him. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to bring on the show right now, attorney for Christian Saucier, recently pardoned sailor, Ron Daigle Jr. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the show. Ron, how the heck are you?
Hey, doing great. Thanks for having me, Mark. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. I'd love to have you on at any time, and this is great news. I think it's great news. I'm glad to hear it. Because I think what you guys have planned is going to expose some things, then people are going to be a little shocked because they're living in a shadow right now. They have their head buried in the sand, or they're following out to pasture with the rest of the sheep. And all of a sudden,
that's
the light's going to be
shining. That's so true. I think we're going to shine a light on this justice system, and I think we're going to shine a light and show where these decisions were made and how they were made, and that they were used they were political decisions and not based on justice, and that's what our system is supposed to be based on.
Right. And obviously the justice system has become, in the words of our good friend Sean Hannity, a two-tier justice system for all of us and Clinton and her people.
That's so
true.
That's
what
we want to defend. If you're not part of the special prosecutions, that team that they had set up for a special prosecutions team, the FBI set up under Jim Comey, if you're not part of them, then you're no good. And you get subject to prison time for minor offenses like Chris was and stuff like that.
And so we're hoping to get Christian coming to show here soon. He's coming home from work. Now, you guys have been following all the hoopla with James Comey, Mr. McCabe, Rosenstein. What
Mark,
the heck is that guy? Where is Jeff
Mark,
Sessions? And this is all tied together, no? Somehow, some way.
Yeah,
yes,
definitely
sir.
Tied together. Hey, Mark, can I break in for a second?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Chris just walked in, so I'm going to put this on speakerphone so that we can both talk.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. Christian Saucier, newly pardoned free man. Hallelujah. What's happening, Christian? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Mark.
There you go. What's happening? God bless you, man. You made it.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
So what's it like now? You give you pardoned. Hallelujah, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Yep. It's good to be whole again.
Really? You know? I mean, for crying out loud. Sheesh.
Yep.
Six counts compared to 150. You know, let's shine a light. Let's let the people know. Great
well,
idea.
That's what this is. Yeah, that's what this is about. You know, there's nothing really to be gained for us. We're doing this for the American people. You know, if they can do this to me, they can do it to anybody. And, you know, somebody's got to stand up and say enough's enough, and that's what we're doing right now.
Maybe some folks will take the lead and follow suit and go right behind you and go, you know what? They violated my civil rights, too, and they screwed me over, too. So, you know what? I'm doing the same thing. And we can instead of having a little tin spotlight, little flashlight, we're going to shine a spotlight so bright that it will be blinding to them, and it will just fall over from the blindness and be busted.
Absolutely, you know, I'm not the first person they've done this to, and I won't be the last, you know. And the only way this sort of thing stops is when enough people stand up and say enough's enough. When we put aside all the petty differences that they want us to, you know, divide ourselves with, and we say, you know what, Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, it doesn't matter. You know, we've all been marginalized by them. They've used us as pawns, and enough's enough, and we're going to take a stand. And that's what Ron and I are doing right now.
And it's amazing. The seeds of division have been planted so deep over the last 50 years where they thought they were standing up for civil rights, and they turned it around and made it like some kind of, I don't know, what. It's almost like a circus the way it is right now. And, you know, and we need more folks like you guys who are going to make a stand. I think it's commendable and awesome, and God, I'm so thankful to even know you would be willing to come on my show to talk about it. It's awesome. So now let's give a brief synopsis for those who don't know exactly the whole story of Christian Saucier, because a lot of people do know, so get a little brief synopsis of the story so they can understand where you're going and why you're suing.
Absolutely.
And who you're suing.
So here's the deal. You know, I being a proud Navy sailor, and, you know, I served 11 years, but when I was a young kid on my first ship, I took pictures of where I worked because I was proud of what I did. You know, a lot of people in the military do that. As a matter of fact, two guys on my ship took pictures in the same exact area at the same time. And, you know, they got slapped with a $500 fine, and they're both still in the Navy. It just so happened that, you know, my phone with the pictures on it got discovered at a good time for the FBI to make an example of me, and that's exactly what they and the DOJ did. So instead of letting it be handled by the military like these other two guys on my same ship were handled, they took it to a federal court, you know. And so a lot of people said, well, you know, military is held to a different standard than civilians. But that's not the case. They held me to a civilian standard, not to a military standard in the UCMJ, but to federal court. They prosecuted me for unlawful retention of national defense information, which basically means that, like Hillary Clinton, I possessed classified information on an unsecured device and didn't turn it over to, you know, authorities when I you know, took the pictures and had them on my unsecured device, which, go figure, is exactly what she did with her bathtub server, except for hers, yeah. You know, wasn't because she was proud of what she did. It was because she was trying to avoid FISA warrants and be you know, operating under the radar and taking illegal campaign contributions to her, you know, her fund. So, you know, two very different things. And instead of, you know, them giving me the benefit of the doubt, you know, somebody who'd honorably served their country for 11 years, they threw the book at me and they threw me in prison for a year and made me a felon and destroyed my life, you know, bankrupted me financially. And so you see the issue here is this was all happening at the exact same time under the exact same Department of Justice that exonerated Hillary Clinton. So it wasn't, you know, two different times, you know, two different leaderships. It was the exact same people that prosecuted me that didn't prosecute her. They interpreted the law, which is very clear, a completely different way so that Hillary Clinton would get off scot-free and I would go to prison. So, you know, everybody should be upset about this. You know, as like I said, it's not about just me. They've been doing this for years and years and years, where they, you know, the political elites protect their own, and they throw the rest of us under the bus. And that's exactly what James Comey, Loretta Lynch, Obama, all of them did. They protected Hillary Clinton. They let her break the law as it was written. So the law was written to prosecute people like Hillary Clinton, not people like me.
Right.
And they threw me in prison. So we're suing the federal government for unequal protection under the law. I mean, that's a basic constitutional right that all of us American citizens are supposed to have. We're supposed to be, you know, we're not supposed to be afraid that the government's going to just decide to prosecute us and throw us in prison. You know, the laws are there to protect us, not to subjugate us. And, you know, that's exactly what they did to me. And like I said, people should be scared, because if they can do this to me, they can do it to anybody. And as a matter of fact, they've been doing it to other people. You know, like I said, it's not just me. But I'm in a place now where I feel like, you know, we can take a stand. What are they going to do to me? They've already thrown me in prison. They've already, you know, bankrupted me. They've already ruined my life. President Trump gave me my life back. But what else can they do to me? I'm not afraid of them anymore, and I'm going to take them on, head on. These people need to be held to account. They can't hide in the shadows anymore. We're going to shine a light on it. This Inspector General report's going to come out, and we're going to use it, and we're going to go right after them, because this is what needs to be done.
I can name two people right now that deserve to be pardoned, and I believe it's being looked at. Steve and Dwight Hammond. These folks are political prisoners. They lit a backfire to control when the wildfires broke out. You know what I mean? They burn the underbrush, so when a wildfire comes, it's already burnt, and there's nothing to burn, and it stops the fire. And they accidentally burnt a little bit of federal land and been prosecuted twice, double jeopardy, they're in jail right now. They were in jail. They did a bid. They got out. And then later on, they got locked up again for the same thing. And they're in there right now. That's Steve and Dwight Hammond. You can look them up on Facebook. Save the Hammonds and stuff like that is all over Facebook. And I've signed a petition under two different emails because I have two accounts. And, you know, if you got multiple accounts, folks, you can sign these petitions over and over again with different email addresses. So go for it, you know. Let's get these petitions and these people free.
Yeah, they're absolutely. You know, President Trump, I mean, he's pissing them all off, but he's doing the right thing. See, he's not picking just people. You know, they try to say, oh, he's only picking his buddies. That's not true. You know, he pardoned this lady. People shouldn't be in prison for nonviolent offenses for their entire life. You know, he's gone out and he's pardoned all across the board people that were wronged by the Obama administration. Obama was letting out, you know, traitors and freaking people that were terrorists. He was letting out of prison.
So a lot of child molesters.
Yeah, child molesters. And now they're getting upset because Trump's pardoning people that, you know, didn't even break the law. You know, it's like Dinesh D'Souza. He got put in prison because he made a movie about Obama being a horrible president and a horrible human being. And guess what? Other people did the exact same thing as him, and they're still in Congress and the Senate right now, and they did far worse because it's a non-crime. You know, they choose to interpret the law, who broke it and who doesn't, based off of who they don't like, and that's wrong. There's one set of laws in this country, and our founding fathers wrote it for a reason that way, so that we wouldn't have a banana republic where, you know, the world would be able to look at us as a shining beacon of liberty and freedom and not as a joke where, you know, the politicians get to do whatever they want. You might as well go down to any communist country, and that's how it's run. We're not like that, you know, and freedom requires stuff to take a stand, right? And that's what we're doing, and I hope that the American people will get behind us and see this for what it is. You know, we're not out here to make a name for ourselves. We already did. I got a pardon. We're out here to fight to stop this. We're out here to not let Obama and Comey walk away from this with million-dollar book deals unscathed. These people are criminals. These people have made a joke out of our criminal justice system. I didn't, you know, people have said, oh, you know, you're not taking responsibility. Oh, no, no, no. Look, I went to prison for a year. I oblige anybody out there who says that I'm whining about it or anything like that to look at what I did. I didn't speak out about this until I served my time, because you know what? Even though I basically went to prison for a traffic ticket, because that's the equivalent of this, I still did my time because I believe that in order for our justice system to operate properly, people have to be willing to take responsibility for their actions, even if they don't like the consequences. I took responsibility for it. Was it wrong, the punishment that I got? Absolutely. But I took it like a man. You know, why can't we uphold the same standards for politicians? These people should be the ones setting the example for the American public, not the ones skating past them.
Some folks might say, you know, maybe for what he did, he got what he deserved. But Hillary should have got some too. You know, some people
Let me put it this way for you. Imagine this. Let's make this an easy example for people to follow. Imagine you live in a town, and you know the local sheriff's brother-in-law is out shooting people in the streets, but he's getting away with it because he's the sheriff's brother. And then you get pulled over by that same sheriff for doing 5 miles an hour of the speed limit, and he puts you in prison for reckless endangerment and sticks you in jail for a year. Now, do you think that's fair? Well, that's exactly what Hillary Clinton did. She's out shooting people in the street. She's violating the law. She's putting people's lives in danger. People have died because of her inability to do her job properly, right? And nothing's happened to her. And here I am languishing in prison for a year for breaking the speed limit. I've never, ever said what I did wasn't wrong. I took responsibility for it. I did the sentence, right? All I ask is that politicians like Hillary Clinton and James Comey, who, by the way, James Comey, who prosecuted me, leaked information to the press to try to benefit himself, right? So he did far worse than what he even accused me of doing, because I never leaked anything. None of my pictures ever got sent out until the prosecutors released them all to the national news media. Now you can look up all six of those pictures on New York Times or whatever, because they released them while they were prosecuting me. That's how serious they thought those six pictures were. It's a joke, right? James Comey's memos, you can't read those, right? They've redacted all the ones that he said he thought were unclassified, and we can't even read them now that he gave to his buddies so that he could publish them in the newspaper, right? So how serious are the two things, right? So this is what I'm saying. This is the issue. James Comey, who's supposed to be the one, you know, enforcing the law, is selectively picking who gets to break the law and who doesn't, including himself, and including McCabe, who he knew leaked stuff to the press for his own personal benefit. Right? But he's not in prison. He's not indicted. His life's not getting destroyed.
Yeah.
You know,
this
is the difference between the average person and these people. They think they're above the law, and it needs to stop now.
Our friend Sean Hannity is in Singapore, and he's still breaking their chops, going after Comey and all of these clowns for their Spygate and all this stuff that they did. I do not think Sean Hannity will rest until people are behind bars. God bless him. He's working really hard, too. And he's always talking about you guys on the air. Is Ron still there with you?
Yes, I'm here, Mark.
Hey, Ron, because I see you there in the live feed. Hi, Ron, on the live feed. Hi. I don't know if you saw I was waving at you.
Just want to throw one more thing out there, too, and that is just imagine if all of a sudden this report comes out, and they go and they prosecute Hillary Clinton, and they prosecute Comey like they should. He's a criminal. If they prosecute these people, we really have no gripe. I mean, all of a sudden, our equal justice claim is going to go away because these guys are prosecuted too. And we would more than gladly dismiss this lawsuit if they did go ahead and prosecute these people like the criminals they really are.
Right on. Amen. And they are. They're rogue criminals. These are the people our forefathers crying out loud. This is the very crowd of people. They designed this system to avoid and stay away from, and they totally utilized it to usurp the Constitution instead of using it to protect the people. It's unbelievable. So when is the official filing? Are you waiting for the report to come out first and see what happens, or are you guys filed already?
No, we haven't filed yet. We filed the precursor to a lawsuit, and you have to wait 6 months after that. And now we're waiting for the report to come out. We're going to incorporate that report, I think, into our lawsuit because we're thinking it's going to be very favorable to us.
Excellent. We got somebody new here from Albuquerque in the live feed. Welcome to the show, Steve. Thanks for joining the show. Tonight we're talking with Attorney Ron Daigle Jr., who's representing recently pardoned sailor Christian Saucier. They are getting ready to file suit against the Obama administration, basically, to attain equal justice under the law, which obviously right now in our country is not the case. the scales of justice are very, very much tilted in the direction of the left to benefit them. They are and have become the Democratic Party, the party of do as I say, not as I do. And folks like Ron and Christian are getting ready to shine a light on these turds and make this stop, because they are violating each and every one of our civil rights when they violate someone's civil rights in the way they did to Christian. Because like he said, they can do it to him. They can do it to Stephen Dwight Hammond. They can do it to the Bundys. They can do it to anybody. These are just regular folks, people, getting railroaded by the federal government, set up, evidence tampering, withholding exculpatory evidence seems to be rampant, and the violation of the Logan Act is all over the judicial system right now. Need to shine a light, and I think this case will do it. And what do you expect in the IG report? I don't know. They've been talking about it for so long. Has it been heavily redacted so bad that it's just going to be like a bunch of black lines with and, at, the, when, this, those, in between, like black lines? Or are we actually going to be able to see something?
Well, if it is, then we'll know absolutely that there's a deep state covering up all this, right, protecting all these people. Why wouldn't they want us to know, right? Why wouldn't they want us to know what our Department of Justice, the people we pay tax dollars to protect us, is hiding, right? Obviously, that's why it's taken so long for it to come out. It was supposed to come out a long time ago. They wanted to give them their first hit at it so they could take and hide all this information and do damage control and say, oh, we've taken care of the problem. But have they? Comey's still walking free. He's out there signing million-dollar book deals, talking about how he leaked information to the media, classified information, and nobody's putting him behind bars. Right, he admitted it on national television. So, you know, I think that they're going to come out, and they're going to, obviously, I think you're absolutely right. They're going to try to redact as much as possible, and I think the American people, if they do that, should be very, very upset, because we have a right to know, right? There's supposed to be transparency within the government. We pay these people's paychecks, right? They're there to protect us, not to protect themselves. So if they redact it, I think people should be very upset. I think the same amount of people that said that they were going to protest all these other things should get out on the streets and protest this, right? Because it's upsetting. You know what? If they redact it, that's all the more reason why we're going to file this lawsuit and we're going to go after them. They're not going to get away from justice. We're going to push it. You know, we can't expect them to police themselves and enforce the law upon themselves, because Washington, D.C. is very much a swamp. But we're going to go in there, and we're going to make sure that we stir up this hornet's nest, and we get these people looking at themselves and everybody else looking at them. Because, like I said, they like to hide in the shadows, and no more. We're shining a light on them.
Right on. Hallelujah. And it's refreshing to see people have the nerve to stand up and do something like this, especially after already spending a year in jail, knowing that anything can happen. I mean, anything can happen. Who knows? These people are malicious, and they use the law against the people, like you said, and they subjugate the folks, and they plant evidence, and they lie, cheat, and steal to cover up their mistakes. So who knows? They can trump up anything at any time.
I've got nothing to hide. They can throw me back in jail if they want it and make some stuff up, but I can tell you right now, none of it's going to stick, because I haven't done anything wrong. And if they want to do that, it's just going to show how messed up they really, truly are. If they come at me like that, then everybody will know it's just so that they can hide from this, right? So I think that would be a poor choice for them. But if they want to do that, fine. You know what? I served a year in prison. I've been to the two tours to the Middle East. I've had people want to kill me there. You know what? You know what? That's what I did in the Navy, right? I fought for freedom and democracy around the world. I made sure that I was putting my life on the line to ensure that people back home would feel safe, right? And I'm doing the same thing right now, not to the same extent that our servicemen and women are doing right now out there protecting freedom, but I'm fighting domestic enemies. And James Comey and Loretta Lynch and Hillary Clinton, they broke the law, and they're breaking down our democratic system and the things that are supposed to be set in place to protect average American citizens. So I'm going to fight them tooth and nail. And if it means they come at me with everything they got, then so be it. You know what? Freedom needs people that are willing to take a stand and willing to fight for what's right. And that's what we're here to do.
Is the Patriot Act needs to be reviewed. And it needs to be gone over with a fine-tooth comb and amended properly so that it cannot be used against American citizens, plain and simple, because they use the National Defense Authorization Act and the Patriot Act, the people. And that's why we got these Fourth Amendment violations, through these two things that they get us. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Well, I tell you what, they don't need to just have the Patriot Act to go after you. They went after me full on like they would go after somebody in the mafia, right? They did what they're trying to do to President Trump right now, where they attacked everybody I knew and, you know, chipped away at me. The IRS came after me just like Obama loved to use the IRS against his adversaries. They went after me 4 years in a row while they were investigating me, and they systematically broke me down, right? They came at me from all sides. I didn't see that with Hillary Clinton. They were more than willing to toss out immunity deals to everybody, but they weren't prosecuting anybody. That's kind of suspicious, don't you think? When do they ever hand out immunity deals unless they're going after a big fish, right? But they never did, right? So there's so many suspicious things in here, and I think if this IG report's honest and truthful, it's going to show all those things. That just doesn't make any sense. It doesn't check with the chart. It doesn't jive, right? What they did with me was way over and beyond. As soon as they were willing to let me have an attorney present, because I'll tell you what, they wouldn't let me have one the first four times they interviewed me, even though I asked them. I said, I want an attorney present. They wouldn't let me have one. When they finally let me have my attorney present, I cooperated fully with them. I told them everything I did, and guess what? I passed a polygraph, right? I was willing to sit down and have a conversation with them as soon as they'd stop violating my civil rights, right? But as soon as I did that, then they said, well, you didn't cooperate with us. Well, I did. Right, but this is what they do. This is what they do to average citizens, right? To law-abiding citizens, they take and they just wreck your life. Whereas Hillary Clinton, just everything they could to treat her with kid gloves and freaking give her a pass. That's what it was all about. There, it was never about truly investigating it. They exonerated her before they even interviewed her. Right? It was all about fabricating a story that would work, that would be semi-believable to the people that followed her. That she didn't break the law. That was all it was. We need to frame this so it looks like she didn't break the law. But she did. It's clear as day. Unlawful retention of national defense information does not require intent to cause national harm. That was never an argument by the prosecutors in my case. They never said I had intent to cause national harm. As a matter of fact, the judge said, I think you just made an honest mistake, but you mishandled classified information, so you're going to go to prison. That's what he said. If I thought you had intent to cause national harm, I would have thrown you away for life. Right, but he said, I don't even think in the slightest that you had that intent. So that was never a requirement. And this is the exact same time that they're exonerating Hillary Clinton for, what, 28 classified email chains, 30,000 emails classified.
We all watched.
How is that not obstruction of justice? Right? They said obstruction in my case, but how is it not obstruction of justice in her case? How is that not proof of a crime? Proof of a criminal culpability, like that you have a mindset, hey, I broke the law. Why are you bleach bidding stuff? Why are you destroying servers? Heck, the FBI even destroyed Cheryl Mills' laptop for her. She didn't even have to do it. They did it for her at her own request. How is that not being part of, you know, there's a criminal conspiracy here within the FBI. They're destroying evidence, and there was no prosecution. It makes no sense. You can go down to the FBI right now, and they still have all of my laptops that they seized from me, and every electronic device that they seized from me when they raided my house multiple times. They're probably still down there in a warehouse. So why did they destroy Cheryl Mills? It makes no sense. People need to ask these questions, and that's what this lawsuit's about.
Well, you know, over the last 50 years, people got complacent. And then after Reagan got elected and things turned around, everybody was like, oh, my God, we're saved. And they got comfortable and complacent and just started just voting and not really paying attention. And they stopped really paying attention to everything. And the next thing you know, they legislated us into slavery, basically. Our hands are tied. I got a longtime listener and friend. He wants to add something to the show. His name is Billy Belo. You might see him there in the live feed. He goes way back on the Patriot Nation radio show, and he's with Take a Pause. I'm going to bring Billy on right now. You ready to come on, Billy? Here you go. Let's bring him in. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, Billy Belo. What's happening, Billy? You there, Billy? He's got his phone silenced, but he's on the live feed. He'll be hearing me 1 second on the live feed. He's going to click on his phone. When he comes in, here he comes. Is that you, Billy? I think that's him.
I can talk to you, Matt.
There we go. He's got the show on. I can hear the show, but he ain't by the phone. That's kind of funny. That happens sometimes. I'm going to put him back on hold. And not quite sure who that is. But anyhow, it's not Billy. I thought it was his number. It looks like his number. All right, anyway. So this lawsuit's getting ready to fire up. The IG report's supposedly going to be released on Thursday with the full intention to redact as much as they can, I'm sure. So the American people have no clue that they're getting shafted from all kinds of directions from the FBI and the intelligence community. How on earth can they get away with using DNC money to pay for a pack of lies from a British spy who bought it from a Russian? Who, like, what the? How come these people are not in jail? Ron, what is the law on that? Is there actual law on these things that they, and it's obvious they broke the law on the things they've done?
Oh, sure, definitely. And it's obvious that they broke the law. For one thing, these are campaign finance laws that they broke in paying for this report. Opposition research is strictly, it's strictly regulated, and they certainly can't go overseas and hire a foreign spy to try to get evidence on you. You know, that's against some campaign finance laws too. But the problem is the campaign finance laws were written by people who use campaign finance to hide their money. So there's no teeth in the law at all. It just says you can't do it. There's really no prison time associated with it, and there's very limited fines that are associated with it. The Obama administration was fined by the department that regulates it for, I think they were fined like $100,000+ was their fine for some violation that they committed. But the violation that they committed like netted them millions and millions of dollars, and they were only fined $100,000 or so. So, right. You know, you can see that it's still worth their while to violate it. Violate the law. So they have it set up that way.
Right. And it's really weird how they're able to twist the law and reach it. How is it any different for Hillary than the Christian? It's written the same way. The words are the same, but they interpret it different. That's like saying the Lord's Prayer is not the Lord's Prayer if you don't want it to be the Lord's Prayer, even though it's the Lord's Prayer.
But look at it this way. They set it up from the beginning, right? They set it up from the beginning. Before the American people even knew that there was an active investigation on Hillary Clinton, Obama went on national television and did an interview, and they asked him about Hillary Clinton's misuse of an email server, right, because Trey Gowdy brought it up after their FISA report from the investigation on Benghazi, right? He said she had a private email server, and everybody said, well, are they going to investigate her? So that was one of the questions that I don't remember who it was, one of the NBC nighttime hosts asked President Obama, do you think what she did was criminal? And he said, absolutely not. You know, Hillary made a mistake, and, you know, they already knew they were in damage control mode right then. They were downplaying it. And before anybody even knew that there was an investigation. So as soon as it came out that there was an investigation, everybody just said, oh, well, it's just partisan politics, right? Obama said she didn't break the law, so that must be the truth. And then you've got, you know, Loretta Lynch, the head of the Justice Department, meeting on a plane with the subject of an investigation's husband, and, you know, who happens to be an ex-president. You think that was about grandkids and golf? Absolutely not, right? So they're all in on it. That's the thing. People need to read between the lines and see if we're not just making this up. We're not conspiracy theorists. It's all right out there in the open, right? They're doing it right in front of our faces, and they're feeding us these lines. But really, come on. You know that it's not true. It's just, you know, 1 + 1 doesn't equal 8. But that's what they want you to think, right? So don't believe it. Look at this for what it is. If you put all the pieces together, I think this IG report is going to do that. People will see that this was all in the – they all knew exactly what Hillary Clinton had done from early on, and they immediately went to damage control mode. You know, Loretta Lynch told James Comey, you need to handle this now that I got exposed. But, you know, and Obama couldn't come out and say that she broken the law because he called her the most qualified candidate for president. So all these people were just working against the American public. They were working against the justice system, right? It never was an issue because no matter what they did, they were above the law. And, you know, this is just, it's disgusting. And you're absolutely right. You know, there's so many shining examples of it that these people aren't held accountable. but this is one that we can call out because we were involved in it. You know, anybody can say, well, they did this or they did this to this person. They did this to me. They did this to me and my family. And now I'm going to take a stand because I'd love to testify in front of Congress and say, look, this is how the law is delved out to the average American citizen, the patriot that serves in the military. This is how they treat you, right? This is how they treat you compared to how they treat some lying politician who's done nothing but scheme and steal money from the American people and let people die in Benghazi because she didn't want to do her job because she was too busy making money off of, you know, selling uranium to the Russians, right? This is who gets the benefit of the doubt in this country. I'd love to go testify in front of Congress. I'll sit there all day long, and I won't have to lie like James Comey or Andrew McCabe did.
Right. But they'll accuse you of lying, and that's how it'll get you into the clink. So they'll just say, well, that was a lie. You're under arrest.
They lied to Congress, so I don't think they could do that to me, but if they did, there you go. There's another double standard right there.
Yeah.
Now, I love that. You know, they can tell me I'm lying. Like I said, what do I got to lose? What do I got to lose?
I'm always just nervous for folks who make stands like this because I know how crooked and corrupt they are, and I fear for them, but I – at the same time, I'm proud to be affiliated, knowing that, because, folks, these fine gentlemen here aren't just sticking up for themselves to get equal justice. This sets a precedence. You can find the definition of precedence left by Billy Below on the live feed. And it sets a precedence so that they can't do this again. You got to really stick up and stand up, even if, you know, think of our forefathers. If they didn't make a stand, if our forefathers did not stand up, and they back down, we'd all be subjects instead of free men. So this is honorable what these men are doing for all of us. It's not just for them. It's for me. It's for our sons and daughters. It's for everybody. It's battling domestic enemies.
Yeah. Well, I tell you right now, it's not, like I said, it's not going to make any difference in my life. I'm not doing this right now before, you know, I go to trial or anything like that. I'm doing it now after they've done the damage to me, right? This is not about changing what's happened to us. They can't change that. They're not going to give me the year back that they stole from me. They're not going to give me back what they put me through for 4 years and investigating me, if you want to call it that, harassing me and my family. They're not going to give me that. I'm not going to get to see my grandmother before she died of cancer because they wouldn't let me because I was out on bail and not allowed to drive one state over to visit her before she died. I'm not going to get that back, right? Those are all things they've stolen from me. All I'm doing right now is making sure that they can't steal that from somebody else without thinking twice. Hold on a second. Are we upholding the same standards to our peers as we are to the average American? That's what we're doing right now. We're making them think, before they do this to somebody else, wait a second, is this right? You know, and I'm not going to promise that this is going to make, you know, it's going to correct every injustice or it's going to stop them from subjugating the American people or, you know, turning us into their slaves, basically. But All I hope from this is that next time they think about doing this to somebody, an honest, patriotic American, they'll think twice. You know, that's all I can hope to achieve from this.
Right on. Hey, so I don't know if you guys would be into it, but some folks are on the live feed, and some would just like to say hello. Some may have a question. Do you mind if we could bring in some callers?
Oh, it'd be great.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live. 347-637-3942.
All right, there's the number, folks. Give a call if you want to call in and say something. I see a couple folks there on the live feed. They want to chime in. We got, here goes somebody right here. Let's go. I think this is Christina. Is this Christina? Hello, 518 area code. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Mark, it's Mary.
Mary, how are you, Mary?
Yes.
Welcome to the show.
How are you? I'm thankful to get here by the skin of my teeth, brother. Man.
Yes, ma'am. Say hello to Christian Saucier, pardoned sailor, and his attorney, Ron Daigle Jr.
God bless you, and hello. Welcome to the
Hi,
show.
Nice. Thanks for calling in.
Absolutely.
And you have something to add?
I missed most of it. Can you do a real quick briefing?
This is Ron Daigle is the attorney for Christian Saucier, and they're getting ready to pursue a lawsuit against the Obama administration to attain equal justice under the law, as it has become a two-tier justice system in this country. And those that are supposed to be our servants in Congress and other political places now use us as subjects and use the laws against us. And these guys are going to fight it for all Americans.
God bless you, and thank you for that. Yes, I knew that, but I was talking about the – I didn't want to interrupt you – talking about the anything that came about new to the radio station just now. No, I knew about that, thanks to Mark Kaufman publicizing it and bringing it to our attention of what you were going to be doing on this show. I will definitely keep you up in prayer and hope and keep faith that you guys prevail, because this needs to be done 10 years ago when he first entered into office and started his crap to ruin America.
Yes, ma'am. I want to thank you so much for calling in. Thank you, Mary, for calling in. I got a couple more calls on the line. Folks want to chime in. I want to thank you, Mary, for calling in. Thank you for keeping them in your prayers. I'll put you on hold. You can stay there and listen to the rest of the show if you like, or you can go back to the internet and hear it there. But that's up to you. Thank you so much. God bless.
Yes. God bless you, Mark.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a good friend of mine. He is the owner of the Combat Veterans Memorial Truck, which Ron Daigle Jr., a combat veteran, has signed this truck on the inside. That's an honor. The greats get the inside. Tony, welcome to the show. Say hello to Ron and Christian.
How's it going, guys?
Excellent. How are you?
Hey, Tony, I keep up on your good work out there. Keep up the good work.
Absolutely. We're doing the best we can with it. We topped 5,000 names on the truck this past weekend. We got to escort the Vietnam moving wall. I'm sorry, the weekend before last. But we talked about
that. Great honor.
Look forward to having you guys come down, and anytime I can make the truck available for anything for you, I'm open to it.
Well, thanks a lot.
Ladies and gentlemen, we had the honor of having Ron Daigle Jr. visit us here in Florida, and our friend Tony brought the Combat Memorial truck to the campsite where Ron and his wife and their lovely dog were chilling out in the camper, and he got to sign the truck. It was an amazing – I was so glad to be there and honored to be able to witness such an awesome thing. And now the truck has exceeded 5,000 signatures, so you want to search out Tony German and the – Combat Veterans Memorial Truck on Facebook, and maybe he can come to your event and honor the veterans, the combat veterans of your area. What do you say, Ron?
I think so. I think that's a great idea.
Absolutely. So, Tony, where have you been lately? Have you got any events coming up, Tony, right now where people can view your truck and sign it if they're a combat veteran?
Right now, I've kind of got things on the back burner for a little bit. I'm doing some stuff with my house, but look forward to getting back to it, and I will make it available. Steve Deal is available to take the truck, as well as Cecil Hall. They both are the first and second guys to get to race the truck. And I'd love to include Ron and Christian in it as well. And if nothing else, love to have them come out and see us sometime. Both of those guys are already on it. Christian's mother, I had the pleasure of meeting Kathleen a while back, and she added his name to the truck whenever we were still hoping for Christian to get released. So I've kind of been following along with it for a long time, and I'm absolutely pleasured that you're out, sir.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to be out. Thank you for all the support.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Look forward to meeting you in person. And like I said, love to include you guys, and I'd love to bring the truck out and make it available. If anything that I can do for you guys, I'm open and available.
Awesome.
Thanks a lot, Tony. Thank you, Tony.
We'll be September is the next big event. We're going up to a VFW post up in Dallas, Georgia. And then we'll be racing Steve Deal to get to race the truck between now and then. Got a couple of things we're doing to it, and going to get him out to the drag strip, and I will make sure that everything is posted on Facebook.
That's great.
Tony, always a pleasure. Again, if you like, you could stay right there in the queue and listen to the show. I got one more caller on the line who wants to make a comment, then I got to start wrapping up the show. Tony, it's always a pleasure, and I hope to see you again.
Absolutely, brother. And Christian and Ron, I wish you the absolute best of luck with everything that you're doing, and thank you for being such great patriots. Love you guys.
Thanks a lot, brother. Thank you.
Absolutely, gentlemen.
Gentlemen, Tony Jerry, I think I cut him off. Sorry, Tony. And ladies, I got one more. This is our longtime listener and good patriot. Christine is on the line, and she wants to say hello to you guys. Christina, say hello to Ron and Christian. Getting ready to file a lawsuit against the Obama administration and shine a light. Hallelujah. Equal justice.
Praise Jesus. I just want to say hi to Ron and Christian, and I'm glad that he's out. I was definitely a listening ear for his wife. I hope she's doing well. And I'm just glad to see this moving forward in the direction it's going. So it's nice to be on the show.
Thank you, Christina. Thank you for all the support. Sadie and I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I miss talking to Sadie, and I know you guys needed time, and just let her know I'm still thinking about you guys every day, and anything I can do to help support, promote, I'm always here for the Sauciers. I've been in a similar situation. I ran for office, was falsely arrested 9 days after I won public office. I've been there, and I understand what you just went through, and my heart bleeds for you guys, and I'm always here if you need me.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's good to hear your voice and good to see that you're out of prison.
It's good to be out of prison.
And I'm glad. Maybe you guys can take a trip and come down to the beach.
Get a vacation.
Right.
Yeah, doors open.
Yes, indeed. And we know some really cool campgrounds, right, Ron?
Absolutely.
Christina, thank you so much for always tuning in, and thanks for calling in and adding to the show tonight. It's always a pleasure.
Yes, I appreciate the time, and Christian, God bless you guys, and you're always in my prayers.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. God bless you too.
Uh-huh. God bless you.
God bless.
The fans of Patriot Nation Radio got you back, guys. Hallelujah.
Yep,
that was awesome. Thanks, everybody, for calling in. I'm honored. Because without you guys, there's no show. It's you guys that make the show. So thank you so much for calling and tuning in and being part of our show. It's a pleasure. I'm so proud. I feel so good right now because good things are happening. And it's just really nice to see that true people are waking up and standing up, speaking out, and doing something instead of just sitting back behind their keyboards typing away. And I know, like, some folks call me a keyboard warrior. And, you know, keyboard warriors are important in this fight, believe it or not, folks. You really do need people who sit back and research and dig and dig and dig. People like me, when I was working, you know, 50 hours a week, 60 hours a week, I was making phone calls and sending emails because that's all I could do. And, of course, doing my show two nights a week, speaking out, you know, you got to speak. I'm a blabbermouth. Everybody knows I'm a blabbermouth. So this is how I get it out of my system. So now when I get off the show, I go back to the other side of the house with my wife, and I don't blab anymore. I'm kind of blabbed out, hopefully for her. All right, man. So is there any kind of donations you guys are looking for to help pay for the lawsuit? Are you guys going to dole it out of your own pockets? How's that going to go? It could be a pretty expensive endeavor, no?
Yeah, it can be, but we're gonna fund it ourselves. We're going to go it alone.
God bless you. See, folks, patriots give up their homes and fortunes for the betterment of society and the people. God bless you guys. It's amazing. I mean, well, I'm going to be coming up to New York here in just a few weeks, and I'm going to be in your neck of the woods, Ron and Christian. And there's an Oktoberfest that's going to be happening, and I think the family's going to Oktoberfest. It would be wonderful if we could all sit around and drink German beer, although I don't drink anymore. But anybody else can drink German beer, and I'll drink my coffee, and we could all hang out. It would be an honor.
Yes, definitely. We'll do that, Mark, for sure.
Absolutely.
I got a short window. I'm only going to be up there on the 28th. on the 30th to go to Long Island. My dad's ailing, and I got to go see my dad. Very important. But I'll be there the 29th, and there's a few different Oktoberfests, and we can go there. I'm all about it because I do have German heritage. I am 25% German, so.
I suspected you know that I mean? With the name.
Yeah. And again, I want to thank you guys so much for standing up, speaking out, and doing what is right for all Americans. And folks, they're not seeking monetary compensation. They're not trying to become famous. They're not trying to do any of those things to get their 15 minutes of fame. Because if you've been following the story, they probably have 30 minutes of fame because of Sean Hannity and folks like me. We really back these folks because we see the injustice. And you need shows like mine and Brian Lang, Live Truth Radio, and Pastor Bland, and a couple other shows, Spread the Word with Slider and Keep His Mind Pool. These are good shows. They're doing the right thing. You can turn off the mainstream media and get the truth on alternative media because we bring the people on the shows that are involved in the cases. Here we have Ron and Christian. They don't get no more involved than the people that are in it, and it's the truth. It's the real deal with no spin. Definitely, definitely tune into alternate media and get the truth, folks, and turn off CNN and MSNBC especially. Tune into Hannity, and I like Tucker, and Laura's pretty good too. But, you know,
yeah,
there's spin in everything, so watch out for the spin. Again, guys, thank you so much. And, Christian, thank you for your dedicated service to our country and your sacrifice. Ron, thank you for your service and your sacrifice, folks. Two fine veterans that put their asses on the line so that we may be free and have talk shows like this to continue and be able to worship our Lord and Savior freely. That's also a great thing that these guys are defending. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for having us, Mark. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. And God bless America and God bless President Trump.
Amen. Thank you, guys. And of course, tell your wives that I say hello and pat the dog on the head for me, Duran.
You got it. I will do. Take
care. That dog, George, right? That's George, the dog.
George, right.
What a fluffy dog. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, what a show. That was amazing. I want to thank these guys for coming on tonight and just hooking us up with some great radio. I am honored and privileged. And I got to talk about a few things coming up. Of course, right now, started today, is American Pride, Show Your American Pride Week. So you want to, it's all week. Flag Day will be an event for all, Overpasses for America are backing it. Flag Day the 14th, Donald Trump's birthday. Raise a flag, wave a flag, go somewhere, show your pride, show your pride, show your pride. And if there's any overpass events near you, make sure you get out and get on an overpass if you can. Right now, there's none organized in my area, but we will be waving flags freely always, as that's something that we do. We wave the flag. You see, I got flag. I don't have my flag pin on. It's on my other hat. But I got the flag. I got a flag right here. And always the Constitution. So I'm armed with patriot stuff. I love America. I love you guys. Thank you so much for coming on the show. And, of course, I'm going to go to the official Pastor Sylvester Bland's. Somewhere in here I have the download. So I'll find it, and I'll read the flyer from my good friend Pastor Bland. Let's see. I don't know if that's it. But anyway, it's the Prophecy Conference. It's coming up in October. Nope, this is America First Coalition from our good friend Alexandra Levine. All right, so I don't necessarily have it. I don't know where it went. But anyway, the Prophecy Conference kicks off October 12th at the Kansas City International Airport in Kansas City, Missouri. And it's going to be 3 days of just – you know, praising the Lord, hallelujah, and being together and congregating, and he's going to ordain some folks to be lead pastors of their families. I got another call. I got someone on the line. I'm going to pick it up. I'm going to go out on a limb. They hit one. It means they want to talk. I'm right here at the end of the show, so please be brief, and we'll wrap up the show. Thank you. Here we go. You're on. It's Patriot Nation Radio Show. I'm your host, Mark. Is this Mary again?
Hey, it's Mary again, Mark. I wanted to tell him before he jumped off. Welcome home, and God bless you, and thank you for your service as well. But
right.
I didn't get that out, but hopefully you still listen.
Yeah, they're on the live feed. I'm sure they're watching the live feed. Thank you so much.
Good men.
I'm going to do right now, if you want to stick around, I'm going to crank out Dave Bray's version of the Star Spangled Banner, his new version. I'm going to put the flag at the screen so those at the live feed can stand if they don't have a flag in their vicinity where they're sitting. But they're watching the screen. They can stand and watch the screen. Join me as we do the national anthem. It's sung by Dave Bray. DaveBrayUSA.com. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Banner as performed by our good friend Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com. Check it out today. And don't forget LibertyRush.com. And also check out Overpasses for America. Make sure you check them out. They're doing some stuff this week. Flag Day is a big event. Overpasses for America. LibertyRush.com. United Saints of America.us. And of course, the Patriot Nation Radio Network on Facebook. Check us out. And also www.blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation. Right there, you can go to the archives and listen to shows past. Also, look out for our good friend, James Bostic and a Conservative Perspective, heard two nights a week here, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you. Good night. God bless you. God bless America. Love yous all. Peace.